Many thanks to Hubert Gregg, and hello again from me, Alan Dell, with our second program in the BBC Radio 2 dance season. In 1931, the newly formed Decca Record Company invited a young American band leader, Roy Fox, who was in London, playing an engagement at the Café de Paris in Leicester Square, to become the company's musical director. Soon after that, Roy was approached to take a band into a new restaurant that was to be opened in Piccadilly and called the Monseigneur. That contract, the Wednesday evening broadcasts, Roy's immaculate tail-coated figure, and his best-selling records, established him as a favourite with the social set.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Roy Fox speaking. The boys and I now have the pleasure of playing Whispering.
In the Roy Fox band at that time was the pianist arranger Lou Stone. He was to have perhaps an even greater impact on the Monseigneur clientele all too soon. And then there was the lady who later married Lou, who was the Monseigneur on the first night. Is that not so, Joyce?
Yes, I was, Alan. But just by chance, I'd been to a birthday party, 21st, of the Trocadero, and I was with the nephew of the owner of the restaurant. So he said, come on, let's go along to Uncle Jack's place at the Monseigneur and see what it's like. So we trotted down and we went downstairs, it was underground, and we got past the doorman and we danced. But of course we danced for about 10 minutes, quarter of an hour, to Roy Fox. And then when the music stopped, we had nowhere to sit. So we had to gracefully sort of slide out again. But that was the opening night.
Monseigneur, as I've said, had many assets in its musicians. Lou Stone here at the piano, as I've mentioned. But the man who laid down his guitar in order to step up to the microphone to sing proved to be one of the most popular of all. There are very few numbers recorded during the whole of Roy Fox's Monseigneur days that didn't feature this gentleman, who was certainly a great delight for the Debs, Mr. Al Bowlie.
You're my everything underneath the sun. You're my everything rolled up into one. You're my only dream, my only real reality. You're my idea of a perfect personality. You're my everything, everything I need. You're the song I sing and the book I read. You're a way beyond the belief, and just to make it brief, you're my winter, summer, spring, my everything.
Yeah.
to make it brief. You're my winter, summer, spring, my everything.
It's such a pity that the Decca recordings of that time were really not of the first quality. They certainly didn't do justice to the performances. Now, the West End in 1931-32 was already well served with first-class restaurants and their resident orchestras. So, Joyce, what was the reason for the Monseigneur?
I think because the owner, Jack Upson, who was then the chairman and managing director of the Dorset Shoe Company, he wanted to entertain his many, many lady friends, and that was his way of doing it. And I don't think he ever opened it with the idea of making money. Mm-hmm. But I know he didn't. He lost, but he enjoyed himself. And he was wealthy. He had a beautiful flat in St. James's Square. What was having a restaurant with losing a few thousand yen, meaning to him nothing?
I believe the decor was very plush.
Yes, it was rather nice. It was pale blue and a deep maroon colour. And the cloakroom attendant, the man's cloakroom attendant, he wore a blue suit and velvet, which presumed it was supposed to be the Monseigneur, with a white wig.
Mm.
That was rather nice.
Yeah.
And you went down the stairs and there was a cocktail bar and you had a Monseigneur cocktail, which was pale blue. I only had it once because I didn't see clearly for the rest of the evening. Once was enough.
So you danced first of all to Roy Fox?
Yes. Only once. And then I went back again and then lose conducting.
Well, that was about a year later, I think.
Yes,
wasn't
it was.
Because Roy was ill and he went to Switzerland.
Yes.
Now, notice the introduction Lou Stone scored to this next song. It was to prove significant. Under Lou's direction, the Roy Fox Orchestra continued their broadcasting schedule and also their record output. And during this time, they cut two classics, both involving trumpeter Nat Canella as vocalist. Georgia on My Mind, and this one, O Mona.
Colored preacher was sitting on a log.
Oh, Mona.
Had his finger on the trigger and his eye on the hog.
Oh, Mona.
The gun said boo and the hog said bip.
Oh, Mona.
The preacher grabbed him with all his grip.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Oh, Mona.
Oh, yes, you shall be free.
Yes, you shall be free.
When the good Lord sets you free.
I was blind down the road.
Oh, Mona.
Had a tired team and a heavy load.
Oh, Mona.
I popped my whip and the lead horse sprung.
Oh, Mona.
And the hind horse busted the wagon tongue.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Oh, Mona.
Oh, yes, you shall be free.
Yes, you shall be free.
When the good Lord sets you free.
I was down behind the hen house on my knees.
Oh, Mona.
I thought I heard a chicken sneeze.
Oh, Mona.
Did he sneeze so hard with a whooping cough?
Oh, Mona.
That he seized his head and his tail right off.
Oh, Mona.
Oh, you Mona.
Oh, you shall be free.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. Oh, Mona.
Oh, yes, you shall be free.
Yes, you shall be free.
When the good Lord sets you.
There he goes again, that quote from Stephen Foster's O Susanna. Roy's illness kept him out of the public eye for some 5 months. He returned from Switzerland in the spring of 1932 to find that the band had even gained in popularity, and everything on the surface appeared very satisfactory.
Think of fairies, then you hear canaries sing your favorite tune. What is love but the kisses you give and take? What is love but a helping of angel cake? Nights like this have a swell reaction. What's the big attraction? Oh, that kiss.
And also the voices of Sid Buckman and Joe Ferry, recorded in August 1932. Under Roy's leadership, the Monsignor Band had only two more recording sessions. When his contract came up for renewal at the Monsignor, apparently terms could not be agreed, and Roy left to take an almost entirely new band into the Café Anglais, while Lou Stone was offered the Monsignor position, and all the band, with the exception of Sid Buckman, stayed with him. Under Lou's leadership, the band first played for Dancing at the Monsignor on October the 24th, 1932, and a little over a week later gave its first BBC broadcast, including this tune, Rain, Rain, Go Away.
Rain, rain, go away.
come again some other day. Let the moon come out and play tonight. Rain, rain, run away. Oh, you took the sun away. Don't you take my fun away tonight. If you were I, you'd want a sweet romance. If I were you, I'd give a guy a chance. Now rain, rain, go away. On a sunbeam, go away. Make a lover's holiday tonight.
Ranger band leader, it seems to me the Lou Stone Monsignor band became a different unit. While Roy Fox with his whispering cornet style gave us smooth sounding arrangements, Lou introduced a more urgent, exciting sound. But remember this. Strange that Lou should adopt that Stephen Foster tune, Oh Susanna, as a signature tune. But with Lou, it led on to things like this. Lou Stone and the orchestra showing their jazz inclinations with Goodbye Blues. But the band and Al Boley also produced some first-class ballad performances. A particular favorite then and even today is the haunting Riptide.
Between two loves, the old and the new. Riptide, lost in a riptide, where will it take me? What shall I do? My heart is tossed on a sea of emotion. One love offers romance, the other devotion. A new love is calling, the old love is pleading. I'm caught in a riptide, what shall I do?
Thank you. some reason, there's a small hiccup in Lou Stone's residency at the Monseigneur. He took the band off for a while to the Café Anglais, and in his temporary absence, Jack Harris came in. Incidentally, there was always a relief band to play sweet music at the Monseigneur. That was Mantovani. Joyce Stone remembers the comings and goings very well. Of course, she wasn't Joyce Stone at that time, but it seems to me you had designs on Lou even then.
I followed him to the Café Anglais, then he went back to the Monseigneur. Then I followed him to the Café de Paris. And then my parents found out, so they sent me abroad for a few months. And then when I came back, I said I still wanted to marry Lou, and they agreed.
You were just a groupie, weren't you, really?
A little bit. No, not really.
You must have many memories of the music that you enjoyed at that time.
Oh, I loved it. On my 21st birthday party night, Monseigneur always gave you a birthday cake, which they cut there so that you couldn't take it away, and they would give you a great bouquet of carnations. And the band leader, Lou, always asked any 21st girl or boy what they would like played. And I remember so well saying, would you ask Al Bowie to sing We're Having a Heat Wave?
Oh, yes. Did he ever record it, I wonder?
I don't think so. No,
I don't.
No, I don't think
either.
So.
But you must have many memories of Al. Of course, you've written about him many times.
Yes, yes. Well, I was there one night, again with the owner's nephew, and for some unknown reason, Lou came over to our table and sat down, waiter brought him a chair, and he said, oh, Miss Newman, I hear that you are studying to be a classical pianist. What is your favourite composer, or who is your favourite composer? And I said, oh, Bach. And he was quite interested about that. And from then on, we used to meet rather surreptitiously down in quiet restaurants and things.
Well, Bach on the one hand and on the other, things not many British band leaders would have contemplated in 1933 as Lou did. One of the oft-requested items I have in my file for the Lou Stone Orchestra at that time is the adaptation that Stanley Black made of the American Casa Loma Orchestra's feature White Jazz.
Thank you.
other memories do you have of...
Well, I remember how it closed, which was very sad.
Yes, it didn't last long, did it?
No, because Jack Upson, as I say, wasn't a businessman, or at least he knew nothing about restaurants, and he'd signed up Jack Harris, and people had followed Lou from the Monseigneur to the Café Anglais, and Jack Upson didn't like that, so he had Lou back. So there he was, landed with three bands on his plate. And of course, the place wasn't big enough to carry three big bands.
No.
And the final straw was when one of the waiters put a sole monnier down the girlfriend's bare back, and Jack had had enough, he closed it.
A perfect way to end the story. Joyce, thank you very much indeed. Lovely.
Once in khaki suits, white gee, we look swell. Pull off that Yankee doodly down. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. Why, it was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal, buddy. Can you spare a dime? I'll steal a kiss when no one's near, dear. Our secret says, so never fear, dear. Don't tell a soul we're in love.
Favorites with the voices of Al Boley, Joe Ferry and Nat Ganella to end the sketch of the Monseigneur restaurant, which opened in May 1931 and was sold in September 1934, Lou Stone making his last broadcast there in July.